L. Ron, the founder of Scientology, one more time.
The man on the cross. There was no Christ, but the man on the cross is shown as every man.
Now, Tom Cruise, you can be a Christian and you can be a Scientologist. There's L. Ron Hubbard. Play that one more cut again, would you? Now, remember when people were talking to him about this young woman that he apparently is engaged to, and he did that fake kiss thing like Lisa Marie Presley and Michael Jackson, when, of course, as you know, Lisa Marie, another Scientologist, and as most of the people believe, and we'll hear our guest here in about 20 minutes, talking about how that was a lure. And they were trying to, Michael Jackson's on the ropes, obviously a pedophile, obviously a guy that's just as sick as they come, and they try and lure him in. They lure him into Scientology. What's the bait and switch? It's Lisa Marie. You know, the king of rock, the king of rock and roll's daughter, L. Ron, the founder of Scientology, one more time. Pop. And, you know, they sort of hook up and trying to put, as they say,
the man on the cross. There was no Christ, but the man on...
put lipstick on a pig, trying to shine a certain substance, and that's really what...
the cross is shown as every man.
Now, Tom, Michael Jackson was trying to do. The Scientologist on the other end had a better deal. You can be a Christian and you can be a Scientologist. There's L. Ron Hubbard. Play that one more cut again, would you? Now remember, they were trying to lure this guy into the deal. So again, so Tom Cruise and somebody Jackson. Remember when people were talking to him about this young woman that he apparently is engaged to, and he did that fake about this new young woman who apparently is, I'm told, at one time in her life, a very devout Christian woman thing like Lisa Marie Presley. And somebody asked him in an interview, Michael Jackson, when, of course, as you know, Lisa Marie, another Scientologist, and as most of the people believe, and we'll hear our guest. And Cruise says, no, you can be a Christian and a Scientologist. Here's Ron Hubbard. Here in about 20 minutes, talking about how that was a lure. And they were trying to, Michael Jackson's on the ropes.
The man on the cross. There was no Christ. But the man on the cross.
Obviously a pedophile. Obviously a guy that's just as sick as they come. And they try and lure him in.
Is shown as every man.
All right, so the man on the cross, there was no Christ. You lure him into Scientology, what's the bait and switch? It's Lisa Marie. Well, there goes Christianity out. You know, the king of rock, the window, isn't it? Stephen in Denver, good morning, you're on the show.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, man.
Hey.
The king of rock and roll's daughter and the king of pop. And, you know, they sort of hook.
Look, you had mentioned them.
Up and trying to put, as they say,
between Brooke Shields and Tom. And unfortunately, I've been working for...
put lipstick on a pig, trying to shine it.
Rough lately, so I kind of missed that. I've
certain substance. And that's really what...
Piece here and piece
right
there. But
okay, what Michael Jackson was trying to do.
If you could go over that.
Sure.
Quickly, just kind of giving... I know a little...
The Scientologist on the other end had a better deal going. They were trying to lure this guy into the deal. So...
I know nothing about Scientology.
So Tom Cruise and somebody Jackson...
I've heard about it over years and years. But I know the book, L. Ron Hubbard, you know, I kind of...
Sure, about this new young woman who apparently I'm told...
Right, a couple of times. Could you just kind of...
At one time in her life, a very devout Christian woman.
Give me like just a little bit of the history of...
And somebody asked him in an interview...
Just exactly how this guy came about.
I'd say better yet, if you can hang in... And Cruise says, no, you can be a Christian and a Scientologist. Here's Ron Hubbard. For 15 minutes,
okay.
We'll let the
man on the cross.
But the Brooke Shields deal is Brooke Shields had what's...
There was no Christ.
A postpartum depression after giving...
But the man on the cross.
Mm-hmm. And that's a fairly...
Is shown as every man.
You know, fairly common.
Horrible, yeah.
All right, so the man on the cross... And so she went, and the man on the cross, there was no Christ. And went to the doc. Well, there goes Christianity out there, because the difference obviously between the window, isn't it? Stephen in Denver, good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning.
Psychologist and a psychiatrist.
How are you?
I'm good, man.
Hey.
Psychiatrist is a physician first. Go.
Yeah, look, you had mentioned them.
To the physician, he gives
between Brooke Shields and Tom
some meds to help her with her depression.
And I've unfortunately been working for...
Cruise comes on and rip.
Rough lately, so I kind of missed that.
Sure. And this is because.
I'm going to pee here and pee there. But
okay. If you've ever been around.
Or if you could go over that.
Sure.
Quickly, just got
a demonstration, a parade, or seen a car.
Giving, you know, I know a little. I know.
Or whatever. And there's a sign on it.
I know nothing about Scientology.
Sign on the parade says psychiatry kill.
I've heard about it over years and years. But I know the book, L. Ron Hubbard, you know, I kind of.
Sure. Did you ever see those?
Yes.
Those are Scientologists.
Okay.
And these.
Right, a couple of times. Could you just kind of give me, like, just a little bit of the history of.
Next coming up will tell you why, but they believe that psychiatry is.
Just exactly how this guy came about. And,
well,
and,
I'd say better yet, if you can hang in literally millions of years old, it goes back to this evil warlord for 15 minutes.
Okay.
We'll let the. But the Brooke Shields deal is Brooke's character. Anyhow, so when Cruz is. So Cruz comes out and says Shields had what's. Says that she shouldn't be doing a postpartum depression after giving these things. And, I mean, psychiatrists.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fairly, you know, fairly common.
Normal, yeah.
And people who care about. And so she went in and after they've given birth, just go ballistic. They go, what in the hell is this? Went to the doc, you know, this uneducated, because the difference, obviously, between a psychologist and a psychiatrist, is a cult member, Tom Atkins, is a physician first. Go to happens to be a guy who a lot of people watch on the movies.
Unbelievable.
Physician, and he gives her some meds to help her with her depression. Cruz comes on and rips. He's allowed to say that stuff, see? And so, I mean, what did he do to all kinds of her? And this is because other women who are, you know, these guys have these positions. Have you ever been around a demonstration, a parade, or seen a car? Power. They're actors,
no,
or whatever. There's a sign on it.
Everything. I mean, he's a marvelous actor.
Or sign on the praise says psychiatry killed.
That about
yeah.
him, you know.
Yeah.
But I heard just a small conversation with.
Oh, did you ever see those?
Yes.
Those are Scientologists.
Okay.
And these.
And Matt Lauer, and I'm really not a big fan of Matt.
Guys coming up will tell you why, but.
Lauer either. However,
yeah.
You know, for him,
they believe that psychiatry.
Sit there and tell Matt Lauer that he knew absolutely nothing about psychiatry,
no.
But I.
Yeah. Literally millions of years old, it goes back to this. Evil warlord. But okay,
anyway,
I think it was an insight so character. Anyhow, so when Cruz.
Sonic.
Yeah, I think it was an insight to Matt Lauer. I mean, Matt Lauer went back. So Cruz comes out and says, his chair?
Yeah.
And just says that she shouldn't be doing all these things. And I mean, psychiatry. And I think,
yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, and people who care about that, are you light? Don't you know? Or weren't you ready to take this guy on women after they've given birth? You know, he's coming in, he's crazy. Just go ballistic. They go, what in the hell is this, you know, this uneducated.
You know, he just really just about knocked him out of the
cult member, Tom.
Here, I mean, I was really quite surprised. And Cruz sits up on the.
Cruz, who happens to be a guy who.
Edge of his chair. I mean, it was really quite.
A lot of people watch on the movies.
Unbelievable.
He's allowed to say that stuff, see? And so.
You know, it's actually like a.
And so, I mean, what did he do to all kinds of.
Almost a verbal attack on this guy.
Other women who are. Oh, absolutely. And telling him. That, you know, you don't know and I do. I mean, you
carry, yeah.
You know, these guys have these positions of power. They're actors.
No,
you know, and
oh, man, I agree with you. I mean, he's a marvelous actor. If that had been me, I would just really would have unloaded
well,
on
he said, I
know that about him, you know.
Yeah.
But I heard just a small conversation with him and Matt Lauer, and I'm really not a big fan of Matt.
You know, arrogantly, I know the history of psychiatry, and Lauer doesn't even say, tell me.
Lauer either, however.
Yeah.
You know, for him
to.
Yeah, and he's sitting there telling how it's masked, but, you know, the idea behind it is maybe sit there and tell Matt Lauer that he knew absolutely nothing about psychiatry,
no.
But I
yeah.
do.
But, okay,
anyway,
I think it was an insight.
So I need to mask this stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, as I said.
It's interesting, Monic.
Yeah, I think it was an insight to Matt. Just called Hang On For These Guys. Right here on Denver's Lauer. I mean, Matt Lauer went back in his chair.
Yeah.
And just sat there. I mean, I think,
yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, Talk Station 630 KHOW.
Two reasons for that. One,
Matt, are you light? Don't you know?
As the Roman Empire was prone to crucify people.
Or weren't you ready to take this guy on? You know he's coming in, he's crazy.
You know, he just really just about knocked him out of the.
So a person can have been crucified. But in our.
I was really quite surprised.
Six. He is shown as crucified.
And Cruz sits up on the edge of his chair. I mean, it was really quite.
That's Ron Hubbard. Now remember.
You know, it's actually like a.
He's the.
Almost a verbal attack on this guy.
Founder of Scientology. Remember Tom Cruise saying you can be. Oh, absolutely. And telling him that, you know, you don't know and I do. I mean, you perished in and a Scientologist. You know, and.
Oh, man. I.
That's divine deception.
That'd have been me.
That's the only thing you can call it. Or he doesn't know, and I might.
Well, he would have unloaded.
Well, he said, "I know." Arrogantly, I know the history. Of best bet is he does know. Psychiatry and Lauer don't even say tell him. And Cruz has become like the.
Yeah, and he's been there telling how
this crazy person. And he's out there, and plenty of young
kids. You know, the idea behind it is maybe you need to mask this stuff, you know what I mean?
Others, I think, are influenced by guys like, I'll tell you what, as I said, Cruz, as they would be influencers called, hang on for these guys, influenced by people like Michael Jackson and others. Cruz, of course, now.
Right here on Denver's Talk Station, 630 KHO.
I guess the poster.
W.
Two reasons for that.
One. Child for Scientology.
As the Roman Empire was prone to.
But he made this, he's, you know, I think everybody saw him just on.
Crucify people. So a person can have been crucified.
With Matt Lauer. But he's told.
That in our.
Well, because he's been asked about his fiance, who apparently is a devout young Christian.
He is shown as crucified.
That's Ron Hubbard. Now remember, Christian woman, he's not, you can be both. You can be both. He's the. I don't think so. Founder of Scientology. Remember Tom Cruise saying you can be a Christian and a Scientologist?
The man on the cross. There was no Christ.
That's divine deception.
But the man on the cross is shown as every man.
That's the only thing you can call it. Or he doesn't know, and I might.
At present, there's no plan.
Best bet is he does know.
Let's not cut and run.
And Cruz has become like
cause of image problem.
Causing immeasurable damage to our reputation.
This crazy person. And he's out there, and plenty of young
kids.
Don't kid yourself. I think are influenced by guys like
Peter Boyle Show, 6:30
Cruz. As they would be influenced.
KHOW.
Good morning. It's almost 7 after the RSA. By people like Michael Jackson and others. Cruz, of course, now 6:07 Friday morning, the first morning. I guess the poster, July, 6:30 KHOW, child for Scientology, Denver's Talk Station, that, of course, the voice of none other than L.P. But he made this, he's, you know, I think everybody saw him just on Ron Hubbard, the founder of Sun with Matt Lauer. But he's told Scientology, good morning, with 220 people, because he's been asked about his fiance. 9 years ago, coming up on the Declaration of Independence, we're going to cover a lot, who apparently is a devout young Christian woman. It's not, you can be both. Out of ground, but because of Tom Cruise, you can be both. And being with Matt Lauer, I don't think so. And of course, talking about Brooke Shields, and apparently Brooke Shields speaking back.
The man on the cross.
Morning. What is...
There was no Christ.
Scientology has now come up again, and I had the fortune...
But the man on the cross.
Years ago to... Make
friends. Has shown as every man.
Peter Boyle.
At present, there's no plan.
He's with a fellow by the name of Lawrence Waldersheim, who at the time was in Boulder, whose house
close get mowed.
Let's not cut and run.
Had been raided to get
cause of image problem,
causing immeasurable damage to our reputation.
In some great state of crisis.
Don't kid yourself. That quote copyright material, and that's when I really started to read, and Lawrence became sort of a
Peter Boyle Show. 6:30.
A hero to me, started to read
KHOW.
Good morning, it's almost 7 after the hour, 6:07 Friday morning, the first morning, quite a bit about what Scientology was about. Now with Cruz back in the news, please say good morning and welcome July, 6:30 KHOW, welcome to KHOW Radio. Our guest at Denver's Talk Station, that of course the voice of none other than L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of Arnie, pronounce your last name so I do it right.
Lerma
is with us. Good morning and welcome to the show. Scientology. Good morning. With 220.
Thank you, Peter.
If you would, 9 years ago, coming up on the Declaration of Independence, we're going to cover a lot of ground. But because of Tom Cruise, talk a little bit about yourself.
Well, a week before Lawrence Waldersheim was raided.
And being with Matt Lauer.
Raided in Virginia.
Of course, talking about Brooke Shields, and apparently Brooke Shields speaking back this morning. What is?
I'm just outside of D.C., and the Scientologist told a federal judge that I was in possession.
Scientology has now come up again, and
of stolen intellectual property.
I had the fortune a number of years ago to make friends with a fellow by the name of Lawrence Waldersheim,
who trade secrets and copyrighted, and they raided my house.
I was in Boulder. Whose house
looking for the materials.
It had been raided to get back, quote, copyright material, and that's when
I had given to the Washington Post.
I really started to...
At the time, were stored in their vault.
May I ask you, Eden, Lawrence became sort of a... old you are now.
I'm 54.
A hero to me. Started to read quite a bit about what science...
Now.
How old were you when you... Scientology was about? Now, with Cruz back and entered Scientology.
I was 16 or 17.
News. Please say good morning and welcome to KHOW Radio. Our guest is... Talk about your life and why you think that Arnie... And Arnie, pronounce your last name. Happened because... I do it right.
Lerma.
Lerma is what's... We were talking about... a book that was about this. Good morning and welcome to the show. Well over 20 years ago, a book called Cradle.
Thank you, Peter.
If you would, talk a little bit about yourself, your God, and about how...
Well, a week before...
Yeah, this was a guy who got up, caught up in the Moon Church, and I met him, and...
Lawrence Wollersheim was raided.
I spoke with him and read the book, and there's been...
was raided in Virginia. I'm just outside of D.C.
Numbers of people who have come out from within...
And the Scientologist told...
And this is just my statement, Frank.
...federal judge that I was in possession of stolen intellectual property.
And cults. Talk about
your... trade secrets.
...your life and how you got pulled, or if you joined Scientology.
And copyrighted. And, when I was a teenager, they raided my house looking for the materials. My mother was the executive director, had given to the Washington Post that they're at Scientology in Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Okay.
At the time, were stored in their vault. And I...
May I ask how old you are now?
I'm 54. It stood her pressure to get...
How old were you when you...
...involved for a couple of years and finally...
...heard Scientology?
I was... read 16 or 17.
Talk about your life and why you think that
a couple of Hubbard's books
happened because
and what I consider his hypnotic writing
style. We were talking about
style, basically
a book that was about well over 20 years ago, a book called
Won Me Over
for God, and about how
and you know, he claimed to be a nuclear physicist and a Navy.
Yeah, and this was a guy who got up, caught up in the
war hero.
Right.
I
Moon Church, and I met him and spoke with him and read the book. And there's been numbers of people who have...
Of course, you know, I was very good in science and math at the top of my class in science. And
I'm out from within...
And that was two or three points above the...
And this is just my statement, frightening cults. Talk about...
Korean kids.
Yeah. Life and how you got pulled, or if,
and
if you joined Scientology,
and it wasn't until years later. Well, when I was a teenager, my mother was the executive director. That I found out that here at Scientology in Washington, Hubbard was considered unfit to command, was basically a deadbeat, and no D.C.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Okay,
but he worked. And I withstood her pressure to get forward. The Navy really wanted him. They'd involved for a couple of years, kept sending him from place to place.
Is he not known in...
And finally...
The lore of Scientology as the...
I read a couple of Hubbard's books.
Commodore?
Oh, of course, because Scientology has its own... And what I consider... Private Navy.
The CIA.
His hypnotic writing style, basically, the Sea Organization won me over.
So we're going to be all over the boards here because I know enough to ask questions. Take a second and...
And, you know, he claimed to be a nuclear physicist and a naval war hero.
Right.
I
talk, Arnie, about the...
Of course, you know, I was very good...
The Sea Organization.
Well, the Sea Organization is composed of members who have science and math at the top of my class in science, and that was two or three points above the... Signed a contract to Korean kids.
Yeah.
Who work for Scientology for 1 billion years.
For a billion years.
Yes. In Scientology. And, and it wasn't until years later, the Sea Organization, I was a chief petty officer, that I found out that I used to wear a Navy uniform. Hubbard was considered unfit to command, was basically a deadbeat, and nobody that he worked with epaulettes and a gold chain and, you know, off for the Navy really wanted him. They just capped. You know, that had the Scientology seal, just kept sending him from place to place.
Is he not known in the lore of Scientology as the
symbol on it?
What is that? What is that symbol? Commodore.
Oh, of course. It's a star with a 13. Because Scientology has its own private navy.
The Sea Org.
The Sea Organization. Leaved olive branch on both sides. It looks fairly.
I'd say we're going to be all over the board.
Commanding. I mean, when I.
Because I know
it was.
Enough to ask questions.
Was wearing that.
Take a second and talk, Arnie, about the
uniform. Back in the 70s, I had the pleasure of going to the home.
Sea Org, the Sea Organization.
Well, of the current leader, David. The organization is composed of members who have signed a contract to Miscavige.
Yes.
To his father's home to try to get money out of him for science. Work for Scientology. For 1 billion years.
For a billion.
Scientology services.
1 billion years.
Yes. In Scientology's Sea Organization, I was. And we heard a noise at the back window. And I asked David Miscavige, as a chief petty officer. I used to wear Father Ronnie, a Navy uniform. What was that? And he with epaulettes and a gold. Said, oh, that's my chain. And son David, he was, you know, off playing in the backyard. David Miscavige was a leather cap that had the Scientology seal. 11 or 12 at the time, symbol on it.
And what is that?
And I put his hands up to the window to see who had come to meet his father.
What is that symbol?
It's a star with a 13. So there's a possibility that myself and my leaved olive branch on both sides, and that went to visit. It looks fairly that David Miscavige's father, commanding. I mean, when I was wearing that decked out in the Sea Organization pseudo naval uniform back in the 70s, might have been the first Scientologist I had the pleasure of going to the home of the current leader, David G. Sea Org members, that David Miscavige ever saw. Miscavige?
Yes.
To his and I left father's home to try to chide him that perhaps he get money out of him for Scientology services. He decided then he wanted to be just like us.
Wow.
We heard a noise that runs the show.
Yeah.
Back window. And I asked David Miscavige's father, Ronnie.
Let's begin. When I was talking about this, I was interested.
What was that?
And as so many people are now, about watching Tom Cruise in action.
He said, oh, that's my son, David. He was playing in the backyard. David Miscavige was a.
What's your take on all of that?
And Tom Cruise is a winner 12 at the time. Puppet on a stick.
Yeah, I agree.
He's doing exactly what he's told. And I put his hands up to the window to see who had come to meet his father. So there's a possibility that old he's running the science. Myself and my friend that went to visit David Miscavige's father, decked out in the Sea Organization pseudo-naval regalology program.
And how do you know that?
Well, because I ran the Scientology program. Might have been the first Scientology Sea Org members that David Miscavige ever saw.
Good.
For 10 years.
Very
and
good.
I lined other people to run the program.
How can I know that Cruise is...
To chide him that perhaps he decided then he wanted to be just like us.
Wow.
He now runs the show.
Yeah. Running the program.
Just compare Hubbard's...
Let's begin. When I was talking about this, I was interested in, as so many people are...
You know, go to Scientology's own websites and compare their statements and key phrases...
...about watching Tom Cruise in action.
Hmm.
What's your take on all of that?
Tom Cruise is a... ...to the statements and key phrases... ...puppet on a stick.
Yeah, I agree.
Tom Cruise is using... his demonization of psychiatry. He's doing exactly what he's told. He's running the Scientology program.
I've been mentioning this.
How
do you know this?
Straight out of Hubbard's dogma. And Hubbard told his own, well, because I ran the Scientology program, members that, you know, Scientology
good.
For 10 years,
very
and
good.
I actually intended to take over, find other people to run the program, the entire field of mental health.
How can I know that Cruz is, I understand. Why running the program? Cruz, and I watched it, and I'm sure you...
Just compare Hubbard's...
Watched it, and many, many people have watched Cruz and Lauer. When Cruz does...
You know, go to Scientology's own websites and compare...
This deal, I know the history of...
Their statements and key phrases...
Psychiatry, and you don't. How, and according to Scientology...
To the statements and key phrases that Tom Cruise is using. His demonization of psychiatry...
And again, this is my... experience more with Lawrence Waldersheim, and I've been mentioning this, being his material or their material.
Is straight out of Hubbard's dogma, and Hubbard told his own...
How old do they, the Scientologists...
members that, you know, Scientology...
Psychiatry is.
Well, he intended to take over the entire field of mental health. From my understanding of it is...
I understand. When Cruz, and I watched it, and I'm sure you...
They believe that it was the reason for...
Watched it, and many, many people have watched it.
The beginning of World War II.
Cruz and Lauer. When Cruz does this deal, I know the history of...
For the rise of the Nazis.
Right.
And...
Psychiatry, and you don't. How...
This establishes a pattern of...
And according to Scientology...
Conduct that your listeners...
And again, this is my experience more with Lawrence Waldersheim, and...
Pay attention to... Whenever you're
reading his material or their material,
you hear the accusatory, you know, the short.
How old do they, the Scientologists, believe psychiatry is?
Thought stopping phrases. Mm. Well, coming from any Scientology, from my understanding of it is, spokesman Tom Cruise included, they believe that your typical was the reason for the beginning of World War II. Hearing a symptom of how Scientology for the rise of the Nazis itself is constructed. Hubbard, and this establishes a pattern of conduct that your listeners, in my opinion, stole the contents to pay attention to. Whenever you, of his first book, Diana, you hear the accusatory, you know, the short from a thought-stopping phrases. The head of psychiatry coming from any Scientology psychiatry in England at the time, a fellow named William Spokesman, Tom Cruise included. Your typical sergeant, hearing a symptom, GANT, of how Scientology, who was passed off as constructed, and around a manuscript. Hubbard, in my opinion, stole to recovering soldiers who were in Navy hospital the contents, and I've actually tracked of his first book, Diana Sergeant, down to being a visiting from the head of psychiatry professor here in the United States, 110 or so country in England at the time, miles from North, you know, a fellow named William Sargent.
Yeah.
S.A. Portsmouth and Norfolk Navy Yard, GANT, that's where they have a big hospital there. And he was traveling around with, who was packed with copies of his man around a manuscript, to recover a manuscript, getting people's soldiers who were in Navy hospitals on it. And I suspect very strongly that, and I've actually tracked Hubbard used Sergeant down to being a visiting professor here in the William Sargent, a psychiatrist, to write it states 110 or so Dianetics, because Dianetics isn't miles from North, you know, Dianetics is a reef Portsmouth and Norfolk Navy Yards where they have a big hospital there, pride and perverted form of aberrative therapy. And he was traveling around with a therapy that with copies of his man was tried and discarded in your script getting people's opinions on it. Mm-hmm. And I, as being too complicated to work well, taking too long, I suspect very strongly that train people and not having really good Hubbard used results anyway. William Sargent, a psychiatrist.
So
Sargent developed it originally to write Dianetics. I don't think Sargent Dianetics, because Dianetics isn't self-developed it, but he pioneered Dianetics as a refried and perverted form. The use of it on soldiers who were reeling from rough of aberrative therapy,
mm-hmm.
a therapy that holds blitzkriegs mm-hmm. in North Africa. And then was tried and discarded as being too complicated, but found it to work well, taking too long, took too long. So trained people and not having really good, needed another solution because they had to get these shell-shocked soldier results anyway.
So
and Sargent developed it originally back to the front to keep fighting, or only, I don't think Sargent, we were going to lose, the British were going to lose, the self-developed it, but he pioneered war in North Africa. So they then developed the use of it on soldiers who were reeling from raw shock therapy, roles,
mm-hmm.
blitzkriegs mm-hmm. in North Africa, which isn't this terrible thing as described by Scientology, and it's America. And then, but found that it took too long. So not frying your brain with electricity. They needed another solution because they had tricity so much as just a shock.
Right.
I mean, like, I get these shell-shocked soldiers back to the front to keep fighting, or else water dip. For me, that we were going to lose, the British were going to lose the shock therapy was skydiving in North Africa. So jumping out of an airplane, that's quite a shock. They then developed shock therapy,
mm-hmm.
and that was a major awakening. Isn't this terrible for me? And that helped, rip the cloth down and allow me, as described by Scientology, to see well again.
When Cruz,
and it's not frying your brain with electricity.
Sits there and
electricity so much as just a shock.
Looks, and he's on an angle. His body language is, I think, is pretty right.
I mean, like,
and that whole thing of jumping
water dip. For me, the shock therapy was skydiving.
Up and down on the couch on the Oprah show.
Yeah. Jumping out of an airplane.
Sure. Joe, and I'm sure you've seen that cut as well.
Yeah. That's quite a shock. And that was a major awakening.
Hey, what's going on with this guy?
For me. And that helped, I'm sorry, sir. I don't have to rip the cloth down and allow me an explanation for that.
No,
It appears to see well again.
When Cruz
says that he's wound,
sits there and looks, and he's on an angle, his body
up so tight that just about anything goes. I mean, Hubbard,
his body language is, I think, is pretty interesting, and that whole thing of jumping up and down on the couch on the Oprah show,
classed as a paranoid schizophrenic. That's a sociopathic personality
mm-hmm.
that has no conscience.
Yeah.
It would be easy.
Joe, and I'm sure you've seen that cut as well.
Yeah.
What's going on with this guy?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't assume that he also, had delusions of omnipotence.
As a boy, did you ever meet
an explanation for that?
No.
It appears that he's wound up so tight. No, I didn't meet Hubbard himself.
Mm-hmm.
I did have an affair with his daughter, Suzette. That just about anything goes. I mean, Hubbard was classed as a paranoid schizophrenic. We almost got married.
What do you make of, I'm going to come back to that part of it, when Cruz dismisses his public
frank. That's a sociopathic personality
mm-hmm.
that has no conscience.
Yeah.
It would be easy to assume that he also
and then hires his sister
or had delusions of omnipotence.
As a boy, did you ever meet Hubbard?
No, I didn't meet
a Scientologist. I believe her name is DeVette. She takes over, and they're talking about this young woman that Cruz is engaged.
Hubbard himself. Mm-hmm. I did have an affair with his daughter, Suzette. We almost got married.
And Cruz tells an interviewer on
I think it was Entertainment Tonight or one. What do you make of, I'm going to come back to that part of it, when Cruz dismisses his publicist and then hires his sister at those shows, and apparently this young woman is a Scientologist, and I believe her name is DeVette. She takes over, and they're talking about this young woman that Cruz is engaged. I'm a devout Christian, or is a Christian. And I said, no, you can be a Scientologist and Christian at the same time. Cruz tells an interviewer on, I think it was Entertainment Tonight or one of those shows, and apparently this young woman is a, or it wasn't.
I suppose you could be.
I'm a devout Christian, or is a Christian.
But you'd be living alone.
And I said, no, you can be a Scientologist.
Scientologist and my
Christian at the same time.
Opinion or unknowingly living.
One of the things.
Members. I suppose you could be, but you'd be living a lie. But
yeah.
Scientologists and
one of the things in the book Crazy for God was
opinion or unknowingly living.
Inside the Unification Church, they had a policy
called.
One of the things.
Members.
One of the things in the book Crazy for God was inside the Unification Divine Deception Church, they had a policy, and my understanding of divine deception is divine deception. You tell anybody outside, and my understanding of divine deception is you can tell anybody outside of the faith anything of the faith anything you want to gain, get money, want to gain, get money, to do whatever you want to do, to do whatever you want to do, and they literally call it divine deception and deception and. Is there anything like that in Scientology where you can say whatever you want to say? To any non-Scientologist.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought any non-Scientologist.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought so as well, because I thought that's what Cruz was doing with. Oh no, you can be both of these things. I'm thinking, no, I don't think you can.
There's two actual written policies concerning that sort of conduct. One is, there's more than two. There's a number. There's two actual written policies concerning that of them. But when they're recruiting people to be members, they do a pat drill to find out what you think is the worst thing bothering you in your life. Now, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, I mean, it could be, you know, a physical condition, sort of conduct. There's a number of them, but when they're recruiting people to be members, a medical condition, It could be that you can't get a date. They do a pat drill to find out what you think is really bothering you. And after they do this drill to find out what that thing is, they think is the worst thing bothering you, told to specifically insert in your life. Now, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, I mean, it could be that thing in the following sentence. Scientology can help you with
fill in
that
the blank.
Thing that you found.
Yeah.
A physical condition, a medical condition.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a policy about using suitable guises. That is, it could be that you can... assuming they get a date, personality and identity that a person, you know, just whatever you think is to would be comfortable with.
Yeah.
Thing that's really bothering you. And,
Arnie, after
they do this drill to find.
Hang on, sir, please. I got my music. We're going to need to take a break. I told you, as promised, the guy's terrific.
About what that thing is. They are
303-713-825.
Told to specifically insert.
Five. What's Scientology? What's
that thing in the following
sentence? Hidden from you and watching Cruz get all this attention now with War of the Worlds.
Sentence. Scientology.
What's really going on with these characters?
The amount he can help you with.
Fill in the attention given to Tom Cruise's new film, War of the Worlds, and it always.
Thing that you found.
Yeah. It's back to Scientology.
They also have a policy about using.
And it is a frightening.
Suitable.
Frightening cult on the line with us, one-time Scientologist.
Isis, that is.
Lermer is with us, and he is in Virginia, and he's talked about.
Assuming the.
His life in Scientology. Your mom, again, was involved in the church.
personality and identity that a person...
Correct?
Yes, she was.
One of the
executive would be comfortable with.
Yeah.
Executive director for the for what's called the foundation organization.
Arnie,
I
hang on, sir, please. I got my music.
Scientology in Washington, D.C.
I need to take a break. I told you, as
I was the, I was essentially the
pharmacist. The guy's terrific.
Manager for what is now
303-713-825.
Called Scientology Bridge Publications. I used to print all the books and publications.
Five. What's Scientology? What's, how many Scientologists do you think hidden from you and watching crew around the world now? And the next question, attention now with War of the Worlds, and it follows up is I have read numbers of people who say Scientology, what's really going on with it? Got a really good lock on Hollywood right now. It's characters. The amount of attention given to Tom Cruise's new film.
Worldwide acting.
Film War of the Worlds, and it always.
Scientologists, my estimate is perhaps $50,000.
It's back to Scientology. Right?
Worldwide.
And it is a frightening, frightening cult on the line with us.
Well, in
one-time Scientologist,
C.S. Lewis was a Christian theologian who wrote a series.
Lormer is with us, and he is in Virginia.
He's called the Screwtape Letters.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
And in the
and he's talked about
Screwtape, and which was
about his life in Scientology. Your mom again,
supposedly a series of correspondences between an agent
was. Involved in the church.
Satan and one of his minions.
Correct?
Yes, she was. Here on Earth, named Screwtape.
Mm-hmm.
And
she
was the exec. He explains to him how to lure the unwary off of director for the for what's called the True Path Foundation organization at SC. And one of his quotes is, catch the Scientology in Washington, D.C. Catch the crooner. I was the, and his flock will follow. I was essentially the football.
And that's the Michael Jackson, Lisa Marie story, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Thank
I
you.
Mean, that is the Tom Cruise special manager for what is now.
Yeah, and that's the Travolta story.
Called Scientology Bridge Publications. I used to print all the books and publications. And John Travolta. John Travolta, incidentally, had doubts about Scientology's management.
How many Scientologists do you think there are in the world now? And the next question.
Back in the 70s.
And it follows up is, I have read.
And another ex-member that came out, whose story is on my website.
Numbers of people who say Scientology.
Permanet.com.
Got a really good lock on Hollywood right now.
Well, named Gary Weber.
Yep.
Worldwide active, was present in the room when Scientology was going through Scientologists. My estimate, John Travolta's is perhaps $50,000. Confidential, on them.
Right.
Worldwide. Editing files, doing something called culling. Where culling means just to go. In C.S. Lewis was a Christian through and list out every transgression that he had mentioned.
They have him.
His theologian who wrote a series.
Now they have him now, don't they?
He's called the Screwtape Letters.
Yes, he did, yeah.
And in the...
They have him now, don't they?
Well, Tom Cruise gets his Screwtape, and which was supposedly a series of correspondence. I read someplace that Tom Cruise is between, an agent, gets people that work for him to such Satan and one of his minions, 50-page non-disclosure agreement.
And Tom is...
on Earth named Screwtape.
Mm-hmm.
And what's he worrying about?
Well,
explains to him how to lure the unwary off.
What's Michael Jackson? Tom allegedly has a...
the true path.
Side of his life.
And one of his quotes is, catch the...
Have you heard that as well?
What, on Michael Jackson?
No, Tom.
Catch the crooner.
Cruise.
Oh, I'm sorry, repeat that.
I apologize.
And his flock will follow.
And that's the Michael Jackson, Lisa. That numbers of these people, Marie story, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Cruise included, and perhaps Travolta, have a part of their life that they don't want.
Thank you. That is the Tom Cruise story.
Yep, and that's the Travolta story. People to know much about.
Oh, absolutely. And John Travolta. John Travolta, I give you an example, incidentally, had doubts about... Every time Scientology gives Scientology's management back in the 70s, and another ex somebody there's auditing therapy, member that came out whose story is on my website, they asked them three questions, and it's ermanet.com. And for those listeners who know anything about doing interrogations, you typically ask a name, Gary Weber,
yep.
Was present in the room with two or three innocuous. Scientology was going through John Travolta's questions before you ask the zinger.
That's like being cross-examined in a courtroom.
Exactly. Confidential, you know, auditing files, doing something called culling. And culling means just to go, except this is on a lie detector.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether their lie detector works or not. Through and list out, if you think it works, it's going to work. Transgression that he had mentioned.
They have him.
Is
that the so-called E-meter?
E-meter.
Now, they have him now, don't they?
Yes.
No, right?
The third question that they ask in me.
They have him now, don't they?
In every one of their audiences. Well, I mean, Tom Cruise gets acting actions is something I read someplace that Tom Cruise is similar to what I'm going to give you now. There are a lot of different variants. This gets people that work for him to sign a 50-page non-disclosure agreement.
And Tom is...
this, but it's typically, is there anything someone almost found out about you?
Yeah, that's great.
Now what's he worrying about?
Well,
now, you know, your listeners...
What's Michael Jackson? I mean... Tom allegedly has a other side of his life.
Something came to mind. Don't call in.
Yeah.
But the answers to those.
Have you heard that as well?
What, on Michael Jackson?
No, Tom.
Questions asked repetitively.
Cruise.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
I apologize.
Tom Cruise, John Travolta, and Kirstie Alley have all been dutifully written down.
That numbers of these people... Cruise included, and perhaps Travolta,
recorded, and we know in John,
have a part of their life that they don't want people to know much about.
Oh, absolutely. Travolta's case, his folders have been called, and every one of them put into a summary. Absolutely. May I give you an example? Every time Scientology gives that they have leverage on him, yeah. Somebody there's audit.
I've read that he disclosed some things.
Second therapy, they ask them three questions. And if for those listeners who've
actually perhaps that
who know anything about doing
would be very damaging to him today. And Cruz, I'm told, actually has this whole other part of his life.
You typically ask two or three innocuous questions before you ask the
that would hardly
zinger.
That's like being cross make him the. I'll tell you what, if you get a minute, I'm halfway through, examined in the courtroom.
Exactly. Except this is on a light.
Three-quarters of the way through this
detector.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter.
Lengthy book entitled Hell's Angel, The True Life of Howard Hughes.
Or whether their lie detector works or not, if you think it works, it's going to work.
Is that the so-called E-meter?
E-meter.
And it's brutal.
Yes.
No, right?
The third,
it's a brutal book about Cary Grant and Tyrone Power and, you know, all
the question that they ask in every one of their auditing actions is something.
Sure.
Hollywood is similar to what I'm going to say. I mean, it doesn't really, you know, anything goes.
Absolutely.
The only thing that's important is whether you've got give you now. There are a lot of different variants of this, but it's typically. Is there anything someone almost found your next contract?
Yeah, money.
You know, out about you.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, and how the movie sales go.
Sure,
everything else doesn't matter. Nothing else matters.
So when they have a guy, and you're such a...
You know, your listeners, if something came to mind, don't call in.
Yeah.
But...
Perfect guess, because I've been talking about some of this stuff, Ronnie. When you get... And we're going to come back. Melissa Marie Press...
But the answers to those...
I guess Priscilla's a Scientologist.
Questions asked repetitively of Tom Cruise, John Travolta, and Kirstie Alley have all been...
And brought Lisa Marie up in, quote, the cult. And that was an entire gimmick to take a...
Dutifully written down and recorded. And we know in...
Guy like Michael Jackson, who I clearly...
Travolta's case, his folders have been called, and every one of them
believes a pedophile. And that whole marriage was arranged by the Scientologist. Do you buy that?
Them put into a summary. I actually do, so that they have leverage on him.
Yeah, now I've read that, he disclosed some things. All right, and we have somebody on the line says he knows what Cruz is hiding. Well, I don't know if we're going to do that or not, but sexually, perhaps, that would be very damaging to him. Hang on, Arnie, can you stay with us? You're terrific. Hey. And Cruz, hang on, please.
Absolutely.
All right, hang on. 303-713-8255. I hope, I mean, obviously Told actually has this whole other part of his life that would hardly make him the, I hope tons of people are listening to your show, but I'll tell you what, I hope a lot of people that are perhaps maybe new right now to talk radio, 630KH, but I'll get a minute. I'm three-quarters of the way through this lengthy, lengthy book entitled Hell's Angel. With this thing, because Angel, the true life of this stuff is scary stuff. And with Cruz out there dancing around on Oprah's couch of Howard Hughes, and it's brutal. I mean, it's a brutal book about a lot of young people are going, oh, Tom, Cary Grant, and Tyrone Cruz, dude, Scientology.
It believes only one
power, and you know, all. Sure.
Hollywood is. I mean, it doesn't really. You know, anything.
I am fixed in space.
Goes.
Absolutely.
The only thing that's
by an exterior determinism. Now remember,
important is money. Whether you've got your next contract.
Yeah, money.
You know, that's real important in the subject.
Oh, and how the movie sales go.
Sure,
everything else doesn't matter. Nothing else matters.
Exteriorization. And this.
So when they have a guy, and you're such a terrific guest because I've been talking about some of
Satan is surrounded in
the stuff, Arnie. When you get, and we're going to come back, Lisa Marie Preston.
By this complete belief that something else is fixing everything else.
Yeah, I guess Priscilla's a Scientologist and brought Lisa Marie up in, quote, the cult.
In space.
And that.
Although we can't find any source of this, so we invent God.
An entire gimmick. To take L. Ron Hubbard, We Invent God, six guy, like Michael Jackson, who I clearly believe is a pedophile. And that whole marriage was arranged. 46, 24 before 7. Cruz says you can be a Scientologist and a Christian. Our guest says no. By the Scientologist. Do you buy that?
I actually do.
All right. And 84 would be the high today. It's a Friday. Point on the line says he knows what Cruz is hiding. Morning, the first morning of July, 630 KHW, Denver's talk station. An absolutely fabulous guest. He is... I don't know if we're going to do that or not, but hang on. Arnie, can you stay with us? You're terrific. Hang on, please.
Absolutely.
All right, hang on. Former Scientologist. He's brilliant. You can 303-713-8255. I speak. He's in Virginia. Arnie Lerma is our guest. Obviously, you hope tons of people are listening to your show, but I hope a lot of people that are, as we were pausing, we were talking, perhaps maybe new, wrong about Michael Jackson, Lisa Marie, and what I always believed right now to talk radio, 630 KHW, with this thing, because this stuff is scary, was a Church of Scientology arranged stuff. And with courage, and you said you agreed as well.
Yes, that's what it seemed to be.
Talk about that if you would. He was out there dancing around on Oprah's couch. A lot of young people are going, oh, Tom.
Well, whatever it
is. Cruz, dude, Scientology.
But takes to optimize income, Scientology will typically do. If they want,
it believes only one thing. I am fixed in space.
To have somebody
buy an exterior determinism.
You know, if they need a new celebrity, they'll use marriage to find.
Now remember that's real important in the subject.
Bring them into the fold.
Exteriorization.
Much, and the Moon Church does that.
I can't comment on the Moon Church because I have a very strong one cult at a time.
And this Satan is surrounded entirely by this complete
No, but I'm talking about arranging marriages for people and those mass
absolutely.
Marriages.
Absolutely.
The Sun Moon was
clean. That's
classic at that to bring his people into this country.
Everything else is fixing everything else in space. although we can't find any source of this.
Right.
So, coming full circle, Lisa Marie Presley.
So we invent God.
L. Ron Hubbard, We Invent God, 636, 24 before 7. Cruz says you can be a Scientologist.
Well, you know, her dad said, all those SOBs want is my money.
Yeah. The Christian, our guest, says no. 84 would be the high today. It's a Friday morning, the first morning of July, 630 KHW, Denver's talk station. An absolutely fat. Yeah.
About Scientology.
Because Priscilla hooked up with it, right? Fabulous guest. He is his ex-wife.
Right.
Former Scientologist. He's brilliant. You can hear him speak. He's in Virginia. Arnie. Yeah, no, it's crazy stuff. Let's do some of the theology of it. Talk about what a Thetan is. Irma is our guest. As we were pausing, we were talking about Michael Jackson, Lisa Marie, and what I always believed was a Church of Scientology arranged marriage, and you said you agreed as well.
Yes, that's what it seemed to be. Well, a Thetan, it might be simply a representation of, by Hubbard, of Satan, because if you...
Talk about that if you would.
Well, whatever it takes to optimize income, Scientology will take Satan with a list that comes out Thetan.
Yes, it does, yeah.
A Thetan is strictly due. If they want to have somebody, if they need a new celebrity, that's Hubbard's word for the soul, the identity. That's all it is. Use marriage to bring them into the fold.
And the Moon Church does that.
I can't comment on the Moon Church. It's just an invented word. He also gives it numerology meaning in church, because I have a very strong one cult at a time policy.
No, but I'm talking about arranging marriages for people and those
math. Absolutely, in that it's the eight. The symbol for the Thetan is the infinity symbol.
Right.
Absolutely.
The Sun Moon was classic at that, to bring his people into this country.
Right. Well, the infinity symbol is the number eight on its side.
Indeed. How much money do you have to pay? So, coming full circle, Lisa Marie Presley.
Well, you know, her dad.
Scientology to get that information. That
said, all those.
Escape us.
Oh, that? Oh, I believe that's in the books.
All right.
SOBs want is my money.
Yeah. Yeah.
About Scientology.
Because Priscilla hooked.
I mean, that's just, you know, maybe $100.
What about Zen? Does he pronounce it Zenu or Zendu? Up with it, right? His ex-wife.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Zenu.
Let's do some of the all.
Xenu.
Yeah, who's he?
Zenu is the evil
of it. Talk about what a Thetan is.
Well, a Thetan, it might be simply an intergalactic ruler who 75 million years ago, in an effort to solve overpopulation, in the representation of, by Hubbard, of Satan. Because if you say Satan with a list, it comes sector of the Galactic Federation, out Thetan.
Yes, it does, yeah.
Invited the citizens in for an income tax on it. A Thetan is Hubbard's word for the soul. The identity. That's all it. When they showed up, he captured them, froze their bodies, brought the frozen corpses to Earth, stacked up the bodies around. It's just an invented word. He also gives it numerology meaning in that it's the eight. Volcanoes dropped hydrogen bombs on the volcanoes. An electronic ribbon came up from the implant. The symbol for the Thetan is the infinity symbol.
Right.
Captured all the infinity symbol is the number eight on its side.
Indeed.
The disembodied Thetans.
Yes.
Packaged them up into clusters.
How much money do you have to pay Scientology to get that information that you just gave us?
Oh, there's. And those clusters. I believe that's in. Are stuck all over your body, and for $300,000. Scientology can help you to books.
All right.
I mean, that's just, you know, maybe $100.
What about Zen? Does he
get rid of them? What a deal.
That's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. So you pay. I'm trying to make this point. If I want to pronounce it Zenu or Zendu?
Zenu.
Zenu.
Zenu. X-E-N-U.
Yeah. Who's he?
Yeah.
To become. If I wanted to go to temple, if I wanted to become a practicing, you know, practicing the Hebrew faith.
Zenu is the evil intergalactic ruler who 75 million years ago, in an effort to solve overpopulation in the...
I go to rabbi and say, I want to join. Give me some books. Nobody's going to charge you. You can begin to read.
The sector of the Galactic Federation invited the citizens...
Same thing, Catholicism.
And for an income tax audit.
If you want to become a Baptist.
Well, you can't read them. I mean, you would have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. When they showed up, he captured them, froze their bodies, brought the frozen corpses to Earth to learn what I just stacked up the bodies around and gave you for free here on the air.
I know. What was the story?
Volcanoes dropped hydrogen bombs on the volcanoes and electronic rip.
When I have somebody like you, I just...
came up from the implant station. Captured all of...
I just go, ching. What was the story about Travolta asking Bill Clinton to get the ban lifted in Germany?
The disembodied Thetans.
Yes.
Packaged them up into clusters. And those clusters... Bill Clinton, from what I've been able to research, stuck all over your body and for $300,000. Had a Scientologist for a room. Scientology can help you get rid of them. What a deal. In college?
Yes.
And if Bill Clinton's roommate was...
Wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. So you pay...
Scientologist, then he was asked...
I'm trying to make this point. If I wanted to become...
Those same questions that I described earlier, and they were written down. So Scientology has the answer.
If I wanted to go to temple, if I wanted to become a practicing, you know, practicing the Hebrew faith.
Two, did he inhale?
I go to rabbi and say, I won't.
You're great.
As the story goes, Arnie, join. Give me some books. Nobody's going to charge you. You can begin to read. Same thing, Catholicism. And I've been told that if you want to become a Baptist, that Travolta lobbied. Has not the German government out.
You can't read them. I mean, you would have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to learn what I just.
About Scientology.
Well, it's not classified as a religion over there. They consider it a threat to democracy. Gave you for free here on the air.
I know. What was the story? When I have somebody like you, I just might... Because they've been... Who knows better than the Germans, right?
Well, I mean, you have to understand that their constitution was written by the...
I just go, ching. What was the story about Travolta asking Bill Clinton to get the ban lifted in Germany?
Allies.
That's right.
And includes a branch for protection of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And that branch has determined... Bill Clinton, from what I've been able to research, had a Scientologist for a room. The Scientology is a threat to democracy.
It is, indeed. So my understanding of the story is that...
Dayton College?
Yes.
And if Bill Clinton's roommate was a Scientologist, then he was asked...
Actually, and again, you know more than I will ever know, but actually Travolta... Got Bill Clinton.
Those same questions that I described earlier, and they were written down. So Scientology has the answer.
To lobby.
To, did he inhale?
To get that ban lifted, and the Germans told him no.
The Germans, see, the Germans.
You're great.
As the story goes, Arnie.
As a society lived.
And I've been told this.
Through the Third Reich.
Yeah.
So, as a society, older Germans have sort of...
That Travolta lobbied... Has not the German government out...
You know, psychological antibodies...
About Scientology.
Well, it's to anything that smacks of fascism. The reason Scientology had problems, not classified as a religion over there, they consider it a threat to democracy in Germany before they had big problems.
Because they've been, who knows
anywhere else, or hopefully I hope they have the same problems here. If we can bring America...
Better than the Germans, right?
Well, I mean, they have to understand that in that their constitution was written by the Germans up to speed, mm-hmm. but they're allies.
That's right.
And includes a... Germans recognized in Scientology the same ideology branch for protection of the constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And that branch has... determined that Hitler used to control the Scientology is a threat passes to build the nationalist socialist.
Absolutely.
Hitler promised the people of Germany to democracy.
It is, indeed. So my understanding of the story is that...
just what they wanted to hear. He promised them that they could become as gods on earth.
Mm-hmm. And actually, and again, you know more than I will ever know, but actually Travolta... got Bill Clinton to lobby.
Bird promises, you know, children and teenagers that they can become like gods. If
to get that ban lifted, and the Germans told him no.
Well, the Germans, see, the Germans as a society literally go all the way up to these super-duper operating Satan levels.
And you have to pay to go up.
Through the Third Reich.
Yeah.
So, as a society, older Germans have sort of...
each step, correct?
You know, psychologically. Well, or ecological antibody. That, or you can sign away your life and become a willing slave. They'll take you as a slave. I mean, to anything that smacks of fascism. The reason Scientology had problems...
where's Z...
in Germany before they had big problems?
New now, after doing all these terrible things 80 million years ago. Where is he now?
Supposed anywhere else, or hopefully, I hope they have the same problems here. If we can bring America, he's trapped in a mountain up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
But though there are rumors that he has escaped, which sort of parallels a little bit, Germans recognized in Scientology the same ideology war of the world that Hitler used to control the...
thank you so much. I'm just... and because when this interview that was done...
passes to build the nationalist socialist.
Absolutely.
Hitler promised the people of Germany.
I guess a few...
just what they wanted to hear.
...days ago, and DeVette, Tom Cruise's sister slash publicist, said when Tom made some
statements... he promised them that they could become as gods...
statements about alien being...
on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And Hubbard promises...
coming to Earth, or, and she said, well, yeah, that's true, but that's not part of Scientology. And I went,
well, that's a lie.
Of course,
you know, children and teenagers, that they can...
it's a lie. That's
but
what's
then
a,
so become like gods if they go all the way up to these super... Scientology lies.
Yeah.
There's a great website called Scientology-Lies.com,
yeah.
By the way.
But what,
super operating Satan levels.
And you have to pay to go up each step, correct?
Absolutely. Well, or,
why would the vet...
that, or you could sign away your life.
Who has to know there's people like you out there?
Well, she might not actually know this.
Thank
information.
You.
They could become a willing slave. They'll take you as a slave.
Where's Z? She might not have paid enough to get it yet, right?
Right. She might not be at that level. And
right.
Scientologists aren't allowed to talk about, you know, their...
now, after doing all these terrible things 80 million years ago, where is he now?
Supposedly he's trapped in a mountain auditing and or any of their experiences like that.
So when I have, and the Scientologists no longer call me, but when we went through the thing with Lawrence Walsh.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Though there are rumors that he has escaped, which sort of parallels a little bit, War of the Worlds.
Yeah, with Lawrence Walsh, I'm in Boulder, and I would always ask them, why is the volcano on the cover of Ron Hubbard's book? Thank you so much. I'm just, and because when... this interview that was done, and they would say...
there with the intent...
I guess a few...
to re-stimulate that incident and make you have to buy the book.
You know, a few days ago, and DeVette, Tom Cruise's sister slash publicist, said when Tom made some... say to me when I would ask them, I don't... it's about alien being. I know why it's there.
Well, I was there running the publishing office when the...
coming to Earth, or... and she said, well, yeah, that's true, but that's not part of Scientology. And I went,
well, that's a lie.
Of
graphics came down of...
of course it's a lie. That's
but
what's
then, the man sitting in a chair eating a turkey leg?
Yeah.
and they said this is the new Scientology lies.
Yeah.
There's a great website called Scientology-Block Cover, and we went, this is .com, by the way.
But why would the vet...
Okay.
All right.
And what we were told is that those...
Just to know there's people like you out there.
Well, she might not actually know this information. Pictures that they use were taken.
She might not have paid enough to get it yet.
From whole track incidents.
What's
and were used because they would compel.
Right.
She might not be at that level. And
right.
Scientologists aren't allowed to people to buy the book. Talk about, you know, their auditing and or any of their experience.
Because,
so on one hand, the material is secret, supposedly. On the other hand, experiences like that.
So when I have, and then Scientologists no longer call me, but when we went through the thing with Lawrence Wallersheim.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
The material is used to manipulate
Lawrence Wallersheim and Boulder.
Manipulate the public. Now, frankly, I think the whole thing is just science fiction that has been.
And I would always ask them, why is the volcano on the cover of Ron Hubbard's book? And they would say.
There with the intent to re-stimulate, marketed as a means to make money, which is why he started the whole thing. I don't think Hubbard ever intended to really help in that incident and make you have to buy the book.
You know what they would say to me when I would ask them? I don't. I need to take
himself.
Well, I need to take another pause. But the souls of them know why it's there.
Well, I was there running the publishing office when the graphics came down of
third people that infest my body, the body thetans.
Yeah, they're all over you, pal.
Hang on, sir. We're coming back. The truth about Scientology.
The man sitting in a chair eating a turkey leg.
Yeah.
And they said, this is the new book cover. And we went.
Guys, remarkable. We got another guy standing by to talk.
There's this enormous stone hanging suspended in the middle of a room.
Okay.
All right.
And then
this is an incident called the Emanator, by the way.
We're told is that those pictures that they use were taken.
And this thing is, by the way, the source of the Mohammedan.
From whole track incidents.
What's
and
a
lodestone that they have.
Were used because they would compel people to buy the book.
Down there that when Muhammad decided to be a good small-town booster.
Because,
so on one hand, the material is secret.
In Kansas, Middle East.
Supposedly. On the other hand, the material is used to manipulate.
Or something. So, by the way, the only reason he mocked that thing up is the trade wasn't good in his hometown.
Manipulate the public. Now, frankly, I think the whole
thing. That's right. You read the light.
Thing is just science fiction that has been marketed as a means to make money with
Muhammad. And he's got a black one, and it's sort of hung between the ceiling and the floor, and I don't know it. Maybe it's called a cat.
Is why he started the whole thing. I don't think
Bar or something.
Hubbard ever intended to really help anybody.
I need to check
himself.
Anyway, that thing is a mock-up of the Emanator. The Emanator is bright, not black.
I need to take another pause.
And so you're
pause, but the souls of the murdered people that infest my body.
Here, who was just on a sightseeing trip, goes in, and this thing is standing in the middle of a room, and it's going.
The body thetans.
Yeah, they're all over you, pal.
Hang on, sir, we're coming back.
Wong, wong, wong.
The truth about Scientology. This
wong, wong. And he says, isn't that pretty? It sure is. And then he says, nah.
Guys, remarkable. We got another guy standing by to talk.
There's this enormous stone hanging suspended in the middle of a room. This is an incident called the Emanator, by the way. Punk. Well, I tell you, they cart him from there. And they take him in. And this thing is, by the way, the source of the Mohammedan lodestone that they have. Do a transposition of beingness.
That's L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of science.
Down there that when Muhammad decided to be a good
theology. Peter Boyle's Friday morning.
Small town booster in Kansas, Middle East.
I hope a lot of people are listening this morning, as we know they are, and bringing some new people in, particularly people with.
Or something. So, by the way, the only reason he mocked that thing up is the trade was.
Teenagers since this morning.
Good in his hometown. That's right. you read the life.
Get a copy of USA Today. There's about three or four stories about Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes, and War of the Worlds, and how much attention.
Muhammad. And he's got a black one, and it's sort of hung between the ceiling.
This is going to get just a fabulous guest
on the floor, and I don't know it. Maybe it's called a cast bar or something.
This is with us on a Friday on KHOW Radio. 84 will be the high. Shot at rain, 58 tonight. He is in Virginia.
Anyway, that thing is a mock-up of the emanator.
Arnie Lerma is our guest.
The emanator is bright, not black. And so you're
Before I get back, because you're going to stay with us a little bit after the 7, but we've had so many calls.
Here, who was just on a sightseeing trip, goes in, and this thing is...
I got a brother, I got a sister, I got a kid.
Standing in the middle of a room, and it's going whong, whong, whong.
I got a kid that's... What about getting people out of this stuff?
Well, if you go to...
Whong, whong, and he says, isn't that pretty?
If you go to the...
Sure is, and then he says... Pong.
Websites like... Well, we'll take mine, for example, lermanep.com.
Well, I tell you, they cart him from there, and they take him in, and...
or ZNUNet, XE...
They do a transposition...
ZNU.net.
We'll do some links off of our KH...
Beingness.
That's L. W. site today,
excellent.
Okay?
Excellent.
All right. The founder of Scientology, Peter Boyle's Friday Morning.
We have... a button.
I hope a lot of people are listening to
on that front page that says "Help for Scientologists."
Morning, as we know they are,
and there are
and bringing some new people in, particularly people with
series of links that are presented
teenagers since this morning
that are my collection of information.
Get a copy of USA Today. There's about three or four stories about Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes,
that brought me to the
and War of the Worlds, and how much attention
understanding that allowed
this is going to get. Just a fabulous guest.
Tell you what's really going on now. And if the people around
is with us on a Friday on KHOW Radio, 84 will be the high. Shot at
any current member of Scientology.
58 tonight. He is in Virginia. Arnie Lerma is our guest.
We're to read some of this material and learn it. Get a feel for
and we, before I get back, because you're going to stay with us a little bit after the 7.
They could then use it.
But we've had so many calls. I got a brother. I got a sister. I got a kid.
To deprogram current believers. See, Hubbard, when back in the 40s.
I got a kid that's. What about getting people out of this stuff?
Was a master stage. Well, if you go to the hypnotist, I mean, he did it for entertainment. Actually, some of the websites like, well, take mine, for example. Now, the stories I've read of it, drmanep.com or ZNUNet, documented in typewritten notes by his literary agent, for ENU.net.
We'll do some links off of our KH.
Ackerman, which we have webbed on
W site today.
Excellent.
Okay. All right.
We have a buttermanet.com. Describe Hubbard telling on that front page that says "Help for Scientologists." And there are a kid that he series of links that are presented had a little miniature kangaroo in his hand, and it was hopping. That are my collection of information around. And then the audience laughing at the kid that brought me to the understanding that allowed, as he went to each member of the audience and showed them his key to tell you what's really going on now. And if the people around, little kangaroo hopping around in his hand. Now, any current member of Scientology, this is a man without a conscience.
Yeah.
We're to read some of this material and learn it, get a feel for it. In another, they could then use it. Example, Hubbard hypnotized a man on stage who to deprogram current believers. See, Hubbard, when back in the 40s, who ended up screaming out in pain, convinced was a master stage. Instead, he was holding on to a red-hot iron railing. Hypnotist. I mean, he did it for entertainment. Actually, some of when the stories I've read of it duct, what he was holding on to was a wooden staircase. Mm-hmm. Now, to even consent it in typewritten notes by his chief literary of doing engagement, Forrest Ackerman, which we have webbed on something like that as a quote, quote, entertainment, that Lerman.com, it described Hubbard, proves to me that Hubbard telling a kid that he had no conscience, and that's a sociopathic personality, which is another trait. He had a little miniature kangaroo in his hand, and it was hopping that Scientology shares with around. And then the audience laughing at the kid, National Socialists, because Hitler was also diagnosed, as he went to each member of the audience and showed them his a sociopathic personality, cute little kangaroo hopping around without a conscience.
Arnie, can't...
Round in his hand. Now,
you... I mean, the word that was used...
This is a man...
In the 60s and 70s is deprogrammed.
Without a conscience.
Yeah, deprogramming. Well, can people...
In another example...
Will be brought out of this?
Yes, people can be brought out of this. I mean, Hubbard hypnotized a man on... If you were to give me Tom Cruise stage, who's for 3 days, just me and him, who ended up screaming out in pain, convinced on a desert island, when we came back, you convinced that he was holding on to would see a lawsuit from hell, a red hot iron railing, when what he win against Scientology.
By him.
What he was holding on to was a wooden pardon me?
By Cruise against Scientology.
By Cruise. Staircase. Mm-hmm. Now, to even conceive, it would take a couple of days. He sees of doing something like that as a quote, been in for a while. As quote, entertainment. If they've only been in for less than 6 months, that 6 months, it's fairly easy to get them out. Proves to me that Hubbard had no conscience. And that's after about 6 months, it gets a sociopathic personality. Harder.
Is there a
which is another trait?
Certain type of person that gets into something like
that Scientology shares with the National Socialists.
Because,
well, Hitler was also diagnosed. So we all want to believe a sociopathic personality. You know, kids in their teens with really without a conscience.
Arnie, can you? I mean, the word that was used...
Raging hormones, especially...
In the 60s and 70s is deprogrammed.
You know, teenagers, mm-hmm. as soon as the testosterone turns on and they start to get...
Deprogramming. Well, can people be brought out of this?
Yes, people high on it. When there can't be brought out of this, I mean, in that altered state of consciousness, if you were to give me Tom Cruise's of testosterone intoxication for 3 days, just me and him on a desert island... It's really easy. When we came back, you to get them to be a lawsuit from hell. Most anything.
Yeah.
Well, against Scientology.
By him.
Pardon me?
By Cruise. Yeah, I mean, it's really it's against Scientology.
By Cruise.
Yeah. I'm at this moment with all of this stuff. And
it would take a couple of days. He's
again, we're going to stay with us for a few minutes.
Been in for a while. If they've only been in for less than 6 months.
On the other side as well, we have another person.
Months,
you know, joining us. But
it's fairly easy to get them out.
If I understand this correctly, there's a belief that the world still isn't...
After about 6 months, it gets much harder.
Is there a control? What, a certain type of person, drug companies, it's financiers who... that gets into something like... It's a very bizarre...
Well, you know, we all want to believe.
Sure.
You know,
we call some people call it a conspiracy theory.
Kids in their teens with
of who controls the world in terms of
aging hormones, especially you know teenagers. Mm-hmm. As soon as the test,
the Scientologists see it.
Testosterone turns on, and they start to get.
Is that fair? In my understanding,
that's a fair assessment. High on it when there is.
So who do they think...
In that altered state of consciousness of testosterone...
Ultimately, all of these people report...
Intoxication. They feel, you know, the Illuminati. It's really easy, the World Banker, to get them to blur.
Right, I'm going to do this.
Council of leave most anything.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah. Yeah, let me do this. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to, we need to break, right? All right. And I'm at this moment with all of this stuff. And the news coming, and we'll come back. But please, again, we're going to stay with us for a few minutes. One more former Scientologist joining us. Peter Boyle's K-How on the other side as well. We have another person that you know joining us. But, you know, it just doesn't get any better than what we're doing right now. If I understand this correctly, it's a belief that the world still isn't. I, like so many people, watching Tom control what just drug companies, it's these last couple of months has been amazing. And financiers who, it's a very bizarrely intensifying in the last couple of weeks. I've been a person who had we call some people as been alarmed by Scientology, a conspiracy theory of who controls the world in terms of, since I had the opportunity a number of years ago to get to know a guy and how the Scientologists see it. Is that fair in my understanding? Lawrence Waldersheim, who was up in Boulder, who was raided by the federal
that's a fair assessment.
Government for, quote, copyright material.
Yes.
So who do they think? And he had called me, and he said, ultimately, all of these people report to.
They,
I want to come on the show. I need some support.
The Illuminati.
And I became a friend of Waldersheim's, and he then
got the World Banker.
I'm going to do this.
Council of 12.
Yeah, let me do the tons of material to read from the Church of Scientology. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to Ouija. And I think we need to break, right? All right, and we got the news coming, and we'll come back. But please, we did a number of shows with Lauren. We got one more former Scientologist joins, and I think I became a member of the S list for the Church of Peter Boyle's K-How Scientology, or at least I've been T.O. It just told that. They do have people. It doesn't get any better than what we're doing right now on the media. They do not like particularly well. And so given the amount of, like so many people, watching Tom contention that this Katie Cruz these last couple of months has been amazing. This thing that she can be a Christian and the fact that Cruz really intensifying in the last couple of weeks, hires his publicist and hires, I've been a person who has sister Lavette and was been alarmed by Scientology, watching him on Oprah and watching him with Matt Lauer. It's time, because a lot of young people, since I had the opportunity a number of years ago to get to know a guy and see all this stuff, and Lawrence Waldersheim, who was up in Boulder, Cruz is a very powerful, who was raided by the federal force in our society today. The people would kids would say, oh, government for, quote, copyright materials. And he had called me, and he said, Scientology, that must be, I want to come on the show, I need some support. And I became a friend of Walter. Cool. Anything but. Now, staying with us, and I had a chance to speak with him privately yesterday morning. I think he's terrific. Arnie Lerma is with Chimes, and he then gave me tons of material to read from the Church of Scientology. He is in Virginia and joining us, and we did not have a chance to say good morning, but this is Michael Tilsey. And I think, Michael, did I pronounce your last name correctly? He did a number of shows with Lawrence, and I think I became a member of the S list for the Church of
Scientology. Yes, you did. You pronounce the E.
Okay, it is Tilsey. Michael, we listened to a little Scientology, or at least I've been told a quick Arnie bio at the beginning of last hold that. They do have people in the media they do not like particularly well. We'll do that again this hour, but if you would. And so given the amount of, speak about yourself.
I was in Scientology starting in 1975.
Attention that this Katie Holmes thing, that she can be a Christian, and the fact that Cruz.
I got into Scientology.
Hires his publicist and hires.
San Francisco, California. And I was in it for 20.
Sister Lavette and watching him on Oprah and watching him with.
7 years up until 2003.
With Matt Lauer. How far did you rise, as they say, in the organization? It's time, because a lot of young people will now see all this stuff, and Cruz is a very powerful.
In the Sea Org for. for a walk.
Force in our society today.
Which is where Arnie was back in the 70s. And I was in 1977, and
people would kids would say, oh, man, Scientology, that must be cool. Anything but. Now.
Actually, in three different times for about 2 years.
Staying with us, and I had a chance.
Years total. I got up and
speak with him privately yesterday morning. I think he's terrific. Arnie Lermo is with him.
In terms of the Scientology.
He is in Virginia and joining us, and we did not have a chance to.
Levels. I got up to what they call clear, and I was trying at the time.
Say good morning, but this is Michael Tilsey. Michael, did I pronounce your last name correctly?
I left. I was trying to get on to the. Yes, you did. Upper levels where they teach you all of it. You pronounce the E.
Okay, it is too.
About Zenith.
And that's. We were talking about Zenith. Michael, we listened to a little quick Arnie bio at the beginning of last hour. I brought Zeno up a couple of times. I will do that again this hour, but if you would. But Zeno and Arnie was explaining Zeno, and I want you to explain. Speak about yourself. This is the.
I was in Scientology starting in 1975. I got into Scientology.
The ultimate. It's not the ultimate secret, but it's one of the great secrets you have to pay for, right?
San Francisco, California. Oh, yes, you have to pay. And I was in it for 27 years up until 2003. A lot of money to even get up onto what they call the
how far
credential levels, which you are then in.
To rise, as they say, in the organization.
Invited to. I was in the Sea Org for a while, but which is where Arnie was. You have to pay so much money just to get onto them, and then you have to pay for them back in the 70s and themselves. So I was in 1977 and actually in three different times, spending a lot of money for about 2 years.
How much money do you think totally you spent for this information you're now giving for free?
There's total. I got up in terms of the Scientology. I could probably tell you levels. I got up to the penny.
Okay.
It's over 200,000 to what they call clear, and I was trying at the time I left. I was trying to get onto dollars, and I didn't even get onto the confidential upper levels.
Back to Arnie for a moment. How much you think
upper levels where they teach you all of
the Cruz has given these people
about Zeno?
And that's we were talking about Zeno. I brought Zeno up a couple of times.
All millions. He's funded their International Association of Scientologists.
But Zeno and
test, which is what they used to fund.
He was explaining Zeno, and I want you to explain him. This is the ultimate.
These are dirty tricks. Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm here. The ultimate secret, but it's one of the great. Taken back by that. Millions. Secret you have to pay for, right?
Oh, yes. You have to pay a lot of
millions.
To even
now,
absolutely.
You believe that as well, Michael?
Yes, I do. Get up onto what they call the. In fact, he is listed on confidential levels, which you are then invited to. But several of the donor lists, I believe, for their different portions. You have to pay so much money just because of the scam, and I believe he's listed onto them, and then you have to pay for them themselves. So you should, as having donated millions, spending a lot of money.
Michael, for and back to Arnie as well, if you would, when you, how much money do you think totally you spent for this speak, use your name so people know who's saying what, information you're now giving for free?
I could probably tell you.
Although your voices are distinct. What is it that Scientologists believe?
To the penny.
Okay.
It's over 200,000.
There's some
dollars, and I didn't even get onto the confidential upper levels.
Benny. Yeah, if somebody were to say, like, we know what Christianity believes, we know what Judaism believes, we know what Islam believes. What the, back to Arnie for a moment, how much do you think Cruz has given these people? What does Scientology believe?
All millions. He's funded their international. Scientologists believe that everything that you see around you now is basically National Association of Scientologists war chest, which is what they used to fund, programmed by dirty tricks. Xenu.
And we...
Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm here. I mean, taken back by that. Millions. At Xenu before the intergalactic...
Millions.
Now,
absolutely.
You believe that as well, Michael?
Yes, I do. In fact, he's listed on several of the donor lists, I believe.
Arctic warlord, if you would take...
Right. Talk, I mean, all this, all, everything that you see around is architecture, the style of civilization.
For their different portions of the scam. And I believe he's listed as having donated millions.
These are all... This was all part of the great implant, where you were programmed...
Michael, for and back to Arnie as well, if you would, when you speak, use your name so people know who's saying what.
To make it all look this way. The in the fine print of that sequel.
Your voices are distinct. What is it that Scientologists believe? If someone
at level, there's a great line down at the bottom of it. You see, anybody that doesn't have, who gets
to... Yeah, if somebody were to say, like, we know what Christianity believes, we know what Judaism believes, we know what Islam believes, what does Scientology believe?
So the secret OT level and doesn't have these body thetans or just feels they don't have them,
mm-hmm.
is where Scientologists believe that everything that you see around you now is basically programmed by, hired to redo all of their previous auditing at their expense.
Whew.
Sort of like Xenu.
And we were talking about Xenu before the intergalactic warlord, if you would take...
Right, the Emperor's new clothes.
Sure. So here it is, if my understanding was correct, back to...
And all this, all, everything that you see around us, architecture, the style of civilization, these are all... This was all part...
To Lawrence Wallersheim, 75, 85 million years ago, there was a war in space, correct?
One of the great implant, where you were programmed... To make it all look this way.
And Xenu takes the... He comes in when it was like an iron...
In the fine print of that secret level, there's a great line down at the bottom of it. You see, anything...
Is that how it goes?
Well, he used eight suitable guys to get people to come in for these body that doesn't have... Who gets to the secret OT level and doesn't have these body thetans or just feels they don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
Is require IRS audits, and then he captured them, and that initiated the OT3 empire to redo all of their previous auditing at their expense.
Whew.
Sort of like the Emperor's new clothes.
Sure.
That sequence.
And so these people, then he paralyzes everybody, and he flies them to Earth. So here it is, if my understanding was correct, back to Lawrence Wallersheim. 75, 85 million years ago, and it puts them down in volcanoes and then drops H-bombs on them?
Right.
There's a war in space, correct?
Right.
And Xenu takes the... He comes in when it was like an iron...
And then an electronic ribbon comes up from the implant station, gathers up all the disembodied spirits. They get packaged up...
Thing, isn't that how it goes?
Well, he used eight suitable guys to get people to come in for these IRS audits. And then he captured their clusters, and, well, whimsically, you can say they were forced to watch bad movies for 28 days to them, and that initiated the OT3 implant sequence.
And so these people then...
Which were the implants.
And you got to get the implants out, and it's a huge expense to get them out.
Absolutely.
He paralyzes everybody, and he flies them to Earth, and... It puts them down in volcanoes.
And once you get the implants out, then, you know, you're now a sane human being.
H-bombs on them?
Right. And then an electronic ribbon comes up from the implant station, gathers up all the disembodied spirits. They get packaged up like Tom Cruise jumping on a couch.
I can see that. That's right. So the Xenu story, which...
The clusters, and, well, whimsically, you can say they were forced to watch bad movies for 28 days, which were the implants.
They reveal in detail. Well, I'll tell you this. And I was asking, Michael, I was asking Arnie, where is Xenu now? And you got to get the implants out, and it's a huge expense to get them out.
Absolutely.
And who do, as you know, this crazy moment with Cruz telling Matt Lauer. I understand the history of psychiatry. You
and once you get the implants out, then you know you're now a sane human being, like Tom Cruise jumping on a couch.
Don't. What's your understanding, Michael? Why psychiatry kills and why? I can see that. That's right. So the Xenu story, which they reveal in detail, will tell you this. Now, Scientology hates psychiatry.
Scientology hates psychiatry because if you had some of the insights that psychiatry had.
And I was asking, Michael, I was asking Arnie, where is Xenu now? And who do, as you know, this
people, you'd understand that Scientology is a fraud. So they can't afford to have people be associated.
Crazy moment with Cruz telling Matt Lauer, I understand the history of psychiatry, you don't. What's your understanding, Michael, why?
With psychiatry or with actual scientific mental health understandings, because it,
psychiatry kills and why Scientology hates psychiatry.
Scientology hates psychiatry because if you had reveals just exactly what's going on with Scientology. Hubbard himself pleaded for the insights that psychiatry has into people, you'd understand that Scientology is a fraud. So they can't afford to have help shortly after World War II with the Defense Department.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a letter to them saying, please, please, I need people be associated with psychiatry or with actual scientific mental health understandings because if you need psychiatric help, I'm going nuts. Essentially, and I don't know that he ever got it, but he certainly reveals just exactly what's going on with Scientology. Hubbard himself pleaded for psychic, needed it.
Stayed nuts.
Stayed nuts. All right, so the souls of these thing, of these beings that
could help shortly after World War II with the Defense Department.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a letter to them saying, please, please, I need...
Got his hands on. Now infest my body and the bodies of everyone listening or not listening.
Right, and I think hot tubs might be able to get rid of them better than...
Need psychiatric help, I'm going nuts, essentially. And I don't know that he ever got it, but he certainly...
So we have these body thetans.
Right, now, that's what they're called.
Where did Hubbard come up with...
Needed it.
Stayed nuts.
Stayed nuts. All right, so the souls of... Of these, you had a great line, I thought, in the last hour. Where do you think they came up with a term, Thetan? Thing, these beings that Xenu got his hands on, now infest my body and the bodies of everyone listening or not listening.
Right, and I think...
You said it was like a slip of the tongue on Satan.
Well, I think Tubbs might be able to get rid of it better than... He uses a lot of implication. I mean, he works a lot of... Scientology.
So we have these body thetans.
Right, that's what they're called.
Where did Hubbard come up with...
In my opinion, you know, Scientology is nothing but, you know, a cloaked version of Aleister Crowley's Satanism.
You had a great line, I thought, in the last hour. Where do you think they came up with a term, Thetan? Yeah.
And, you know, we're all good little Satanists.
You said it was like a slip of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And so to get these... Satan.
Well, I think he uses a lot of implication. I mean, he works a lot of...
Satan's out of my body. I have to be audited, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that involves vast expense and a huge... In my opinion, you know, Scientology is nothing but, you know, a cloaked version of Aleister Crowley's Satanism. A lot of time and a lifetime devotion.
And I have to pay to have this done.
Absolutely. I mean,
yeah.
And, you know, we're all good little Satans.
Mm-hmm. And so to get these...
It is about money, because if you have enough money, you can buy enough lawyers that you can wage, you know, a war of attrition on those that...
Satan's out of my body. I have to be audited, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that involves vast expense and a huge... Are willing to come out and tell the truth about Scientology. I mean, some amount of time. And a life... Scientology spent $1,740,000 trying to silence my devotion.
And I have to pay to have this done.
Absolutely. I mean, so that you would never be able to hear my voice on the radio.
Yeah, and the same with Lawrence.
It is about money, because if you have enough money...
I think, too, did they not?
Right.
Yeah.
You can buy enough lawyers that you can wage, you know, a war of attrition on those that...
The same thing. All right, so then you get these things that are in your body...
...are willing to come out and tell the truth.
You get them out of your body.
Truth about Scientology. I mean, Scientology spent $1,740,000 trying to silence me.
And then you start to move up the ladder in the
so that you would never be able to hear my voice on the radio.
Yeah, and same with Lawrence.
As you move up the ladder, but...
I think, too. Did they not?
Right.
Yeah.
You basically keep getting them out of your body. There's more of them.
The same thing. All right, so...
On the upper levels.
Then... You get these things that are in your body, you get them out of your body.
No more.
That's one of the things.
I'm sorry, Michael?
Yeah, that's one of the things that...
And then you start to move up the ladder in the organization. No?
Yes, you move up the ladder, but...
That they conceal from you is you get up to the level of OT3 and you find...
You basically keep getting them out of your body. There's more of them on the upper levels. Still more.
That's one of the things out about the Xenu story and the fact that there are all sorts of these Satans that compose clusters.
I'm sorry, Michael?
Yeah, that's one of the things that they conceal from you is you get up to make up your body, which you have to get rid of, the level of OT3, and you find... And so you sit in a room for 5 hours a day telepathically communicating to these beings trying to out about... The Xenu story and the fact that there are all sorts of these Satans that compose clusters which make up your body, which you have to get rid of. And so you sit in a room for them to leave your body. So you finish OT3 when you believe that they're all gone. 5 hours a day telepathically communicating to these beings trying to get them to leave your body. So you finish OT3. Well, lo and behold, on OT4, which is the next level, you find out that there were drugged ones that you weren't able to see when you believe that they're all gone. Well, lo and behold, on OT4 to talk to. So now you have to do a whole new thing where you have to get rid of the drugged body things. Then on OT5, you find out, well, there's even more. OT4, which is the next level, you find out that there were drugged ones that you weren't able to talk to. So now you have to do a whole new thing where you have to get rid of the drug of them that were sort of dead or comatose, and you have to wake them up and get rid of those body thetans. And then on OT6, the body thetans. Then on OT5, you find out, well, there's even more of them that were sort of dead or comatose, and you have to wake them up. I teach you all these new techniques that you get to use to get rid of even more body things, and then on OT7, you spend years and get rid of those body things. And then on OT6, they teach you all these new techniques that you get to use to get rid of yourself in a room 5 hours a day, self-exorcising all these body things. And you don't get off that even more body things, and then on OT7, you spend years by yourself in a room 5 hours a day, self-exorcise until you're done. And it usually takes people 7 to 10 years to do.
How far up the ladder do you think Tom Cruise right now is in terms of this?
Exercising all these body things. And you don't get off that level until you're done. And it usually takes people 7 to 10 years to do.
By the way, I read this thing last night getting ready to talk to you guys today that Tom Cruise got the... they've never given. How far up the ladder do you think Tom Cruise right now is in terms of this? And by the way, I read this thing last night getting ready to talk to you guys today. This award before, and they gave Tom Cruise the Scientology Medal of Freedom. They've never given anyone else the Medal of Freedom before. Now they've given Cruise that. Tom Cruise got the Scientology. They've never given this award before, and they gave Tom Cruise the Scientology Medal of Freedom. The Medal of Freedom. So he's playing along right with this as well. How far, what level do you think? They've never given anyone else the Medal of Freedom before. Now they've given Cruise the Medal of Freedom. So he's playing along right with this as well. How is operating at, you guys?
I believe Cruise has been listed as 4 OT4.
So what does he know at OT4? What does he believe? How far, what level do you think Cruise is operating at, you guys?
I believe Cruz has been listed as 4OT4. He's heard the whole Venu story, and he's gotten his drugged body Satans audited.
What does he know at OT4? What does he believe?
He's heard the whole Venu story, and he's...
And what's ultimately what... If you paid all the money and got all the way to the top, and Waller...
Gotten his drugged body Satans audited.
And what's ultimately what... If Shyam always said there was a dark inner secret, I'm going to put you both on hold and take a quick turnaround. And what's the final... If you paid all the money and got all the way to the top, and Waller Shyam always said there was a dark inner secret... I'm going to put you both on hold inside, and then we want to take calls. 303-713-8255. Both former high-ranking Scientologists, Arnie and Michael, and take a quick turnaround. And what's the final inside? And then we want to take calls. 303-713-8255 with us. This stuff is important. As I said, you know, if you know somebody with a young kid, or you know somebody that, you know, you're five, both former high-ranking Scientologists, Arnie and Michael, with us. This stuff is important. As I said, you know, thinks Cruz is the hot setup in this movie and the rest of this stuff. We go cautiously into that good night. If you know somebody with a young kid, or you know somebody that, you know, you thinks Cruz is the hot setup in this movie and the rest of this stuff, we go cautiously into that good night.